good afternoon and welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I say welcome back because we've taken a little bit of time off. You know, it's Labor Day weekend. Hope you were able to relax a little bit. If you were like me, that means you watched a lot of football, even some games that you really didn't care about, mainly because it was the weekend, it was a holiday, and football was finally on. Go Texas Tech. Great game that Tech played. Well, okay, a great fourth quarter that Texas Tech played. Yeah, it was a little slow there for a while, but finally the Red Raiders pulled it out and looked like the old Red Raiders. And I'm not talking about the Tommy Tuberville Red Raiders. I mean like the really exciting to watch Red Raiders. A lot of stuff going on in the news today. Of course, Syria, you've got a hearing right now that is still ongoing. We'll talk about that. It'll be a big focus on tomorrow's program. You won't want to miss that from 8:30 to 11. City Councilman Todd Klein taking to Facebook earlier today saying that he's going to request a work session on what measures, any and all, that can be taken to improve traffic safety at the next scheduled council meeting. He has also said on his Facebook page that he's heard from numerous residents and citizens, private citizens throughout the city, that have urged more measures to be taken to reduce reckless driving, whether that be texting while driving or extremely loud car speakers and aggressive driving. He believes more can be done to address the critical issue. Okay, I don't know what can be done about loud music coming from the cars. I think at that point you probably have to get over it. We already have laws in the books that cover this. If you can actually hear the music, you can call the police, and if the police track down the car, then they can write a ticket for it. But here's the thing. We don't enforce the rules that we have. We already have reckless driving laws. Texting while driving can go under those laws. One of the things that people post on his Facebook page in response to the councilman's question and thoughts is that they have a big problem with teenagers leaving high school and getting on their phones and texting while driving, and that something must be done. A law must be created to save the children from themselves. I've got good news to all those folks out there. It's already illegal for people under the age of 18 in the state of Texas to text and drive. In fact, they can't touch their cell phones and drive. But how often do you actually see that law enforced? See, here's what we have in this country. We have a problem with enforcing our laws. And then when laws aren't enforced, people decide, you know what we need to do? We need to create more laws to take care of the laws that we already have on the books that we're not enforcing. Folks, if we will just enforce what we have, things will be better. And we don't have to grow government. We don't have to create a new committee for this or for that. And remember, it is campaign season. Don't forget about that. Councilman Todd Klein, he's going to run for something. Many people are thinking he may run for mayor, or maybe he'll look towards the county side of things. So he's coming up with a populist message right now to get people worked up and to say, hey, look at Todd Klein. He's doing something. I like Todd. I think that he has done a fairly good job on the city council. There have been a lot of votes that I have disagreed with him on. There have been some where I agree with him on. Overall, he's been a decent council member. And he's a good guy. He's a very likable guy. That's what makes him a good politician. He's very likable. He's a smart guy as well. You don't need to be creating new laws. There's no reason to do this. Texting while driving, it's a big thing nationally. A lot of people like to pass laws. My hometown, back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they passed a law banning texting while driving. It is very hard to enforce. Police agencies around the nation have come out and said, it's very hard to enforce this law. And in fact, there have been some studies, we talked about this before, I know, some studies have shown that if you pass a law banning texting while driving, all it does is increase accidents. Why? Well, people will take their cell phone, and instead of holding it right at the wheel, you know, they're looking at the wheel, they're looking at their phone. You've seen it before. You've seen where people are texting while driving. They will take their phone and move it to where you simply can't see it. That means their eyes will be off the road for longer, and that means that they'll be distracted longer. You already have reckless driving on the books. Enforce what you have, and then, well, if there are other things that need to be taken care of down the road, we can do that. Story from Fox News. Christian Bakery closes after the LGBT threats and protest. Very interesting story here. A family-owned Christian bakery under investigation for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple has been forced to close its doors after a boycott by militant homosexual activists. Sweet Cakes by Melissa posted a message on its Facebook page alerting customers that their Oregon retail store will be shut down after months of harassment from pro-gay marriage forces. Quote, "Better is a poor man who walks in integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways," read a posting from Proverbs on the bakery's Facebook page. "It's a sad day for Christian business owners. It's a sad day for the First Amendment," the owner, Aaron Klein, told Fox News. "The LGBT attacks are the reason we are shutting down the shop. They have killed our business through mob tactics." Very sad indeed. If a business doesn't want to serve a homosexual couple, a couple going and having a gay marriage, they shouldn't be forced to do it. It's their business. They shouldn't be forced to serve people they don't want to serve. And you know what? If folks out there want to say, you know, that they want to organize against the bakery, they can do so. That's what happens. If the marketplace is upset with the bakery, fine. But you shouldn't force a bakery to sell to a couple just because. Makes no sense whatsoever. We'll talk about this a little bit more on the Wednesday edition of the program. Plus, as I said, we will talk about Syria. Lots of news right now. The headline on Fox News, Kerry Hagel claiming inaction on Syria will be dangerous for the United States. It's basically a what will they think about us type of attitude going on in Washington, D.C. They haven't cared about that the rest of the years in the Obama administration. Now they care about what the rest of the world thinks about the United States. So we'll talk about that. Much more your phone calls. Larry Williams from Williams Brake, Tune and Tire will join me from 9:35 to 10 o'clock to take your automotive questions. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio on Twitter. I won't be on there a lot tonight. The reason? My wife and I, we're celebrating our second wedding anniversary. Hope you all have a fantastic day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the Chad Hasty Show. The Chad Hasty Show airs weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.